Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hey, Rex, how you doing, man? You good?
I'm good. Thanks for your patience. It's been a bit of a day.
I know it was a bit of a day. It started off with one arrest, and I was afraid that you were next, man. I'm glad that you're good.
You know what? You laugh about that, but there was a moment today when I was kind of trying to weave through traffic out there on that busy road where I thought, maybe I'm the next one.
No, we don't want that, Rex. Well, we know it was a weird day, so we thank you for the time. What was the weirdest part of the day? It was like were you like on call all day? Everybody's just checking what's going on, especially in the morning?
Yeah, I mean, it just started in the strangest of ways. I actually got a call from one of my bosses just after 7 a.m., and I couldn't even bluff my way through it. You know how that usually works when your boss calls and asks, are you ready? And you have no idea what they're talking about, but you say, yeah, sure, I'm ready. I had to be honest. Like, you're going to have to catch me up. And once I started seeing the reports, I thought it was fake news. Because if you told me there's 156 players in the field here at the PGA Championship, and you told me one of them got arrested because he got in some sort of altercation with a police officer, Scottie Scheffler would have been my 156th pick. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why that is. But the most important one is I don't know anybody, not just as a professional golfer, just as a person, that is more relaxed, more laid back, more confident in himself, and more comfortable in his own skin than Scottie Scheffler.
Rex Hoggard is here with us from the Golf Channel. You're out there in Kentucky on the course. Everything that we read and see is one way in and one way out. Can you help us better understand, was this a misunderstanding? Is this an aggressive officer? I mean, it's early, it's raining, it's dark. What do you think? Nobody knows for sure, but based on what you know about the space, what do you surmise?
I think Scotty's comment about it, where I think he called it a big misunderstanding, is probably a good place to start, but it's obviously much more complicated than that. And as you pointed out, there's just one main road coming into Valhalla, and it's called Shelbyville Road. And it's a two-lane road, but there's a turning lane in the middle. So the way the traffic pattern has worked all week long is one of those lanes has been dedicated for shuttle buses and tour players and caddies and officials to avoid the traffic that's obviously going to be there. Well, this morning, there was a horrific and tragic car accident that was right in front of it. And so they had closed traffic in both directions. In normal circumstances, Scottie Scheffler or any other tour player trying to weave their way through traffic to make a tee time is 100% understandable. I mean, it happens at every tour event almost every single week. This particular time, I think tensions were high because I just explained there was a person who was killed this morning in a car accident about an hour before this, nothing to do with Scottie Scheffler. And I think police were on high alert, and Scottie didn't realize what was going on. And there was a moment where I think the officer probably had enough and tried to, you know, get Scottie to stop. And I think there probably was some sort of brush, and we ended up with him in jail on four charges.
Yeah, Rex, and this part, and thank you for the clarity there. The part that I don't understand is from the police perspective. And I understand if you don't have an answer. they said that this officer was attached himself to the vehicle. He was moved 10 yards. What did he grab onto, a spoiler or a window? Like, what is your understanding, if any?
Just basically what I read in the police report. So I'm going to go off that. And, of course, Scotty Scheffler has had a statement about his side of what happened out there. I think Jeff Darlington, the reporter with ESPN, who just did phenomenal work on this, he saw it firsthand this morning and worked all day long. I just saw him as he was leaving the golf course. I think he did a really good job of explaining it. And that I think what happened is Scotty did not realize that the officer wanted him to stop, and he kept going. And I think there probably was, at one point, I don't want to call it a collision, but maybe he clipped him with the car is the best way of saying it. But he was dragged, is what it says in the police report. So there's a lot that's going to have to get sorted out on this. I wish I had more answers for you.
I hear that. Well, Rex, thank you for the time. Tell us about some things that actually took place on the course today.
Xander Schauffele is playing phenomenal golf right now. You look at the leaderboard, and they didn't actually finish up the second round. They'll have to get it finished in the morning. But it's funny. We spent the whole first 2 months of the season talking about asking where are the stars, because you didn't see the stars rising to the top. This week, we have nothing but stars. I think it's phenomenal. Scotty Scheffler, after everything that we just talked about, came out and put himself right into contention, shot a second consecutive 66. You have Bryson DeChambeau, who is always entertaining and always makes things better. He's right there in the mix. When you separate what happened this morning, the tragic accident, which was terrible, what happened to Scotty Scheffler, which is baffling, if you separate all that out, it was a really fun day at the PGA Championship.
Now, Rex Hoggard is here with us from the Golf Channel. How about this? Tiger Woods is out there on the course, and he's not getting the same amount of attention. How about that, huh, Rex?
I have to be honest with you. Over the course of my career, if you'd have told me that someone had to remind me that Tiger was in the event and that he was playing, which is what happened this afternoon, I would have told you that's never going to happen. But it kind of shows you how crazy today was. I did think it was interesting, and I go back to the Masters when it comes to Tiger Woods. And this is less about his game right now. Clearly, he struggled today. He missed the cut. And that has everything to do with his body. Just won't allow him to do what he needs to do to prepare to play golf. And I keep going back to the idea that in his prime, when he was doing magical things, we just thought he showed up week in and week out and just did it, just blinked. It just happened. And that now I think all of us need to realize that's not the way it was. Like the work, the effort, everything he put into it behind the scenes when he wasn't at tournaments is why he was able to do great things when he showed up at the tournaments, and his body just won't allow him to do that now.
Yeah, we know. He showed up with a new goatee. Maybe he shaves it next time. I don't know.
Yeah, he said he was lazy. I think he's just like the rest of us on that front. I'd just rather not shave.
Oh, yeah. I've had a beard for quite some time. I ain't got no time to shave. Rex Hoggard is here with us from the Golf Channel. Final question for you. I know you got a long day ahead of you tomorrow and a short night. Is Scotty Scheffler going to like finish this story? He going to win it all over the weekend?
I would not be surprised, and it would be such an amazing story. But let's keep in mind, if you took out the fact that he and his wife celebrated the birth of their first child last week, if you took out, obviously, what happened today, he would still be the clear favorite. And my guess is, I haven't looked, but it still is the clear favorite. He's in a category by himself. There's a reason why he's won four of his last five starts. Now, Xander's going to make it very, very difficult for him, and certainly the distraction of today can't help. But I still have him on top of my list.
And nothing like a good old jail stretch. So we'll see how he fares over the rest of the weekend. Well, Rex, thank you so much for the time. Where can people follow you and all of your work with the Golf Channel?
Check it out on X at Rex Hoggard GC, and then everything on NBCSports.com.
Hey, appreciate you, man. Get some rest. I know these days are long as hell, okay?
Thanks. Appreciate you.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Are you a fan of mystery and adventure? Introducing June's Journey, the captivating free-to-play mobile game that will ignite your inner detective. Play as June Parker in a thrilling murder mystery adventure as you search for hidden objects to uncover the truth behind her sister's death. Step into the glamorous world of the Roaring Twenties with stunningly illustrated scenes and over 1,000 mysteries to unravel. With new chapters added weekly, you'll never run out of clues to chase and suspects to interrogate. Plus, you can build your own island escape with beautiful gardens and buildings, and even join a detective club to collaborate with other players. Experience the thrill of being a detective and unravel the mystery in June's Journey. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.